USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court is taking up the Trump administration's plan to end legal protections that shield 660,000 immigrants from deportation. All eyes will be on Chief Justice John Roberts when the court hears arguments on Tuesday. Roberts is the conservative justice closest to the court's center, who also is keenly aware of public perceptions of a divided court. It's the third time in 3 years the administration is asking the justices to rescue a controversial policy. The court sided with President Donald Trump in allowing him to enforce the travel ban on visitors from some majority Muslim companies, but it blocked the administration from adding the citizenship question to the 2020 census. The program before the court this time is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an Obama-era protection that aimed to bring out of the shadows people who have been in the United States since they were children and are in the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Investigators said they've yet to find a diary, manifesto, or any note that would explain why a boy killed two students outside his Southern California high school on his 16th birthday. No motive has been established in the Los Angeles suburb of Santa Clarita. The teenager opened fire around the beginning of the school day, and authorities estimated it took just 16 seconds to pull out the weapons and shoot five classmates and then himself in a large central outdoor area. Two students died, two remained hospitalized, and one was released from the hospital. Wall Street closed out the week with more milestones as the Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed 28,000 for the first time and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ hit record highs. Healthcare and technology stocks powered most of the broad rally, which helped drive the S&P 500 to its sixth streak weekly gain. The Dow extended its streak of weekly gains to four. The S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ are now up by more than 20% for this year. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A growing number of Americans are suffering from a sense of depression this time of year that doctors call seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. John Clements is here with the report.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. Certainly not going to exercise. Maybe I just feel like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician. I'm John Clemens.
An Oklahoma judge who last summer ordered consumer product giants Johnson & Johnson to pay $572 million to address the state's opioid crisis reduced that amount in his final order in the case by $107 million because of his own miscalculation. District Judge Thad Balkman's latest order directs the company to pay the state $465 million. In it, Balkman acknowledges he miscalculated his own original award and how much it would cost to develop a program for treating babies born dependent on opioids. The judge declined a request by the defendants to further reduce the amount to take into account pretrial settlements totaling $355 million. Attorneys for Johnson & Johnson said the company plans to appeal the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.